Call Board of Works for February 23rd. Need approval of minutes from the February 9th meeting.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is Department Report.
For Becker Fire Department, we are up to 336 runs for the year. Right now, our ladder three is down to the shop. These springs in the rear of the truck broke and have been replaced, but also the heater core is out, so we're waiting on it to arrive so we get the heater core put in and get it back in service. And probably the other thing I've got is, I know everybody saw where I have decided to retire earlier than announced. May 1st be my last official day. March 6th, we give the days that I have accumulated off to be my last proper work day, other than coming in to do whatever cleanup at the end. Thank you very much.
So a few persons, Ms. Becker, from February 9th to today, we had 19 violations and 8 bills. And everybody's moving good with the water maintenance. We are here, I believe it's the 26th, I think that's on Thursday. Is that correct? About the second go around. So we'll be here hopefully Thursday about that. So, and on the first go around, I've got a couple houses. One family may is going to, we're going to buy for them and get them a couple more. So we're starting to work on acquisitions.
Okay. Then we'll shut up.
Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. So far year to date, we've taken in 110 animals. And we've had about 65 adoptions and about 30 dogs returned back to their owners. We had our Valentine's Day luncheon on Valentine's Day. We did great for that. We raised right around $5,000, about the same that we did last year. And of course, we are we're trying to raise enough money to rebuild the kennels out in our pole barn. And so I had another, I've had three estimates in the last week. So I had another company come out today. So hopefully we'll have enough in our, we'll be buying all that with donations that we have. So that's all.
Have no old business, we'll move on to new business.
Sure.
First up is the Harry Black State Runs Walk. Nathan.
We'd like to have the UPA 5K Run Walk on April 18th. It would start in front of Red Skeleton and a map. So all the specific details will start on Red Skeleton and head towards First Street and then turn right on First Street and then they'll turn right on the bridge past Park Hall and run across Indianapolis Avenue. And they continue by the Library and Humanities Building, and then they'll turn right onto Harrison Street. And we'll stay on that street until it turns into Chestnut Street, and then they'll turn at the second stop start onto Red Skeleton, and that'll be one lap. They'll make two. There's going to be water stations at every mile and a half mark, and also at the start and finish line. Pre-registration will be until March 27th, and we'll start sign-ups as soon as we get approval. And
So it's pretty much running on campus?
Yeah.
Chief, you see any concerns with the route or issues?
No, I would say it's probably going to be Vincent, PDP, or PD that handle them.
You talked to them, please?
Yeah.
We'll help them anyway we can.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve Saturday, April 18th, 2015, for a 5K run walk for the VU Paralegal Organization.
Okay, and we also like to hang a banner over Washington Avenue.
All right, do you have your talk?
Yes, that's 2 weeks, April 6th through the 19th on Washington Avenue.
April 6th through the 19th, and that's going to be on College?
Washington.
On Washington, okay. In addition to my motion, we'll approve the hang of a banner from April 6th and 19th at the Washington Avenue location.
I'll second the motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. You did all the work, and these guys just did their own pretty.
Next up is Rollick Rollick, 2015.
All right, this would be the third year we've rented the pavilion to do our annual Rollick Rollick. We're just seeking approval for the June 6th date. And the other thing I would like to say is each year we've gotten city stage. So we're just looking for approval for that. And it would be from 1:30 to 11, that's including the setup and teardown. We've always gotten along with the farmer's market, you know, let them get their stuff, and then they agree to be out of there by 1:30 so we can start setting up. Sound will be provided by Alvis Music, and he said on the electrical requirements, he just needs to make sure to have access to all of the outlets. That's all the information he gave me on that.
Don't see any problem with use of the stage?
That would be up to Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce, you're all right
with that. Use this work release.
Use the work release.
That's how it's been every year.
Okay, so make a motion for the use of the Riverfront Pavilion for the Rollick Rollick 2015 on June the 6th, including use of stage and electricity.
Second motion, then they have insurance.
Not yet, they're working on it.
All right, pending receipt of insurance.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next is Riverfront Pavilion Rentals, September 5th, January 5th.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to request the use of the pavilion on September 5th for a wedding. We had talked to him, I guess we can arrive at 1:30, be out by 12. We are going to hang decorations, we understand the rules about the pavilion. I just want permission to use it on September 5th.
It's open.
I thought it was planned, so.
Yes, even his check.
Oh, the check cleared.
That was harder, so I'm sure.
So we'll make a motion to approve Mr. McNeese's request of renting the Riverfront Pavilion on September the 5th from 1:30 till 12 p.m.
I'll second the motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Nothing under Ms. Lance, so we're just in a motion to adjourn.
So move.
I'm